Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Marion County Democrats are hosting a new series of educational forums this fall, and the first one is tonight, Healthcare Reform, How Does It Affect Me?, with Iowa Senator Jack Hatch. Let's go in depth with Jan Evans, Phyllis Weeks, and Megan Sir with the Marion County Democrats. So Megan, the Marion County Democratic Legislative Education Committee has some interesting programs they're offering this fall, and you've got one coming up Monday. What are the programs and why are you doing it?
Well, first of all, we've decided to do a legislation education series because it seems to many of us that maybe people here aren't quite as involved in the legislative ongoings as they maybe could be. We decided to bring a format here where we could host different folks and different events to talk to us about different things, about how things are going at the legislature, and hopefully get more people here involved in what's going on up there in Des Moines.
Well, it's sort of tough to keep up with what the legislature's doing and what they're not doing sometimes, huh?
That's true. So we've tackled a few big subjects that we feel are really important to everyone to host a public forum where everyone can become involved and informed about some big issues we have here.
Well, what are those programs, Jan?
Well, our first one is coming up very soon, Monday, September 23rd, and we'll be having State Senator Jack Hatch here at the Sprint Car Hall of Fame at 6:30 to help us kind of walk through the field of healthcare reform. He has been very engaged in that work at the state level, and I know the sign-up, I think you can start signing up October 1st, and people need to kind of know how to negotiate those things.
Okay, and so he's been part of putting together the legislation in Iowa to help implement the federal program, is that right?
That's correct. And he, however, there was a lot of discussion, and of course nationally there is still a lot of discussion about the Affordable Care Act. So he was involved in all those negotiations and getting that legislation out in the state.
There's not a lot of information out about this, is there?
I think people are still puzzled. I think they're still confused. I think there's a lot of myths about what the legislation is actually doing. So hopefully he'll help us all clear up a lot of those questions.
So Phyllis, do you agree that talking about healthcare reform is a good topic for Monday?
Oh, I think it's very essential that we talk about the myths that are connected to the new Affordable Care Act. And I'm hoping that Jack Hatch will be able to clear things up for a lot of people. We are encouraging people who have questions about Medicaid to come. If they are low-income people, how will the government subsidies assist them to purchase a policy? I think it was just 2 days ago that a story came out that premiums are expected to be much lower in Iowa with these health care exchanges. We want people to know this and understand that. And any information that we can give is our purpose, we feel, with this legislative education series.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jan Evans, Phyllis Weeks, and Megan Sir with the Marion County Democrats. What else is in the series?
The other things that are in the series, we have a couple of water quality events coming up. On Tuesday, October 8th, we're going to host Big River, the screening of Big River, and have Dr. Francis Tickey come in and talk about our water quality issues. And that's something that Phyllis has been and Jan have been working extensively on. And that's going to be Tuesday, October 8th. We also have a Let's Talk Water with Bill Stowe, the CEO and general manager of Waterworks in Des Moines. And he's had a big problem with nitrate runoff and the clean water in Des Moines, and that comes right down to our Lake Red Rock. And that event will be on Wednesday, October 23rd at 6:30. And both of our water quality events will be hosted at the Grand Theater here in Knoxville.
Okay, Francis Tickey, we've had in town before. He's given presentations on sustainable agriculture. And Bill Stowe, I don't know, but isn't he the guy with the wild hair on TV they interview whenever there's a flood in Des Moines?
Yes, he's been the Waterworks Director and the Public Roads Director for several years in Des Moines, and he does have fabulous hair.
He's a pretty interesting guy. Well, all of these guys are very interesting.
Yeah, in fact, Phyllis knows Bill's background.
Well, Bill Stowe has a BA degree, he has two master's degree, and a law degree. And sometimes you might not realize that when he was just connected to bad weather. But he really is quite an intellectual person, and we're all looking forward to hearing what he has to say. And I think water quality has always been a priority for us, and over the years we've had Will Prather speak on the sediment buildup in Lake Red Rock because of soil erosion. We've had Ron Halsey speak. And it seems that as the Iowa's rivers and streams have carried down these toxic pollutants into the Mississippi and created this dead zone where nothing lives, as long as it was far removed from Iowa, it wasn't really Iowa's problem, even though it is. The mayor of Des Moines said not too long ago, Frank County, that he was visiting with the mayor of New Orleans several years ago. And the mayor of New Orleans said, "See that area over there where the river flows into the Gulf of Mexico? We call that Little Iowa." And he just laughed. Well, Frank County said, "It's far more serious than that now." And I think this is what prompted us to sponsor these water quality forums. It is a serious issue for drinking water in Des Moines, for Lake Red Rock. And so it seemed like a perfect time to present these speakers who were so involved and have been involved in this for quite a while.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jan Evans, Phyllis Weeks, and Megan Sir with the Marion County Democrats. Well, now, I'm just a typical person, and let's just say, I'm going to say, healthcare reform is going to happen without, you know, with or without me. There's really nothing that I can do about it. I'm just going to sit back and try to adjust the water quality, the impacts of agriculture. It's just, I can't do anything. It's just going to happen without me. There's nothing I can really do. I'm just like a lot of other people and going to keep my head in the sand.
Well, you can't do that anymore. People who are involved in this country cannot be silent. It doesn't work like that. It used to be, when I was growing up, you just let your legislators handle everything for you, the elected officials. And with gerrymandered districts, and the way that politics are now, if everybody doesn't go to their school board elections, if you don't go to your midterm elections and take an interest in what is happening, then you are going to suffer the consequences of things you may not know exist. And so this is what our purpose is, to inform the electorate, to inform the people as to what's happening, and hopefully bring them, engage them in a conversation.
Bob, I'll tell you why it's important to me. I feel like legislation is very important to all of us, and when we don't get involved, we sometimes end up with the fox watching the hen house. Our series here is going to be about healthcare. Everybody wants to be healthy. Everyone wants access to adequate and affordable healthcare. Mental health is a huge issue with a lot of people. We need to know what that redesign looks like. The Medicaid expansion, we need to know what those issues are about. When we talk about water, everybody drinks water, everybody showers. If we don't take care of our water, we're poisoning ourselves. We also have a couple other legislative sessions coming up in the fall about education reform, voters' rights, as well as Second Amendment and sportsmen's issues. So there's a wide variety that falls in our legislative series that we really feel that these things affect everyday people, every single one of us. And now is the time to really pay attention to what they have to share with us. We're hosting the forums for these folks to come in and tell us what their thoughts are. We're doing the screenings so that more people can get involved. And hopefully we can turn out with more involvement within our community and within our district and more grassroots support for many of these issues.
And why is it important to you, Jan?
Well, I think you're right, Bob. I think these things will go on without you and without your voice. And so why not be part of the discussion and really pay attention and try to be as informed as you can? And hopefully these things are nonpartisan things in that they affect all of us. So I just feel that you may as well sit up and listen and pay attention, because something's going to happen with or without you. And by not making a decision, you've already made it.
And so I think Phyllis had a really good point there, that for a long time, at least we were, you know, growing up when I was young, we elected people that we trusted that would represent our best interests. And are we at a sort of in the last, I don't know, maybe 40 years or something, are we undergoing a change where we, maybe we should have been doing it all along, but is it where the American populace needs to pay attention because there are so many other forces at play?
Yes, that's absolutely true, Bob. It is the people who take charge and who make their voices heard that can bring about results. I mean, we're pretty powerless as ordinary people, but when we group together and have movements that show our interests, then we become a power to be reckoned with. And that's the only way we can bring about change for the ideas that concern us.
Well, it's not just us, it's kids, grandkids, and beyond, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I mean us, I mean in those that are in our daily lives. Yes, our children are the next generation. For me, water quality and farming issues have to be protected for the next generation.
I feel like we also have such a wonderful thing with Lake Red Rock, and that also needs to be protected. When we can go to the beach and not be able to swim due to pollution in our Lake Red Rock, that's a big problem, not only for us, but for our tourism industry as well. Our trail systems would be better off, our lake waters would be better off, if we all just kind of took an interest in the things that we enjoy and be able to preserve those, not only for us, but for others to enjoy as well.
If I could add to what Megan said, and this is kind of statistics and numbers, but research shows that more than 600 of Iowa's lakes, rivers, and streams were found by the EPA to be impaired with nitrogen and phosphorus pollution. And there have been over 800 manure spills in 18 years and millions of fish killed. And Iowa State University did an analysis that estimated lake recreation to be a $1.2 million business in our state and supports 14,000 jobs. So it isn't a small thing economically, not to mention the Des Moines Water Works recently, because of their nitrate problems, spent $7,000 a day removing nitrates, and that cost is passed on to customers. And honestly, we're not sure what happens downstream where we are, but we'll investigate that with Mr. Stowe when he comes.
Okay, and so the first event is Monday. It's the healthcare reform. How does that affect me? And so why should people come, Megan?
Well, healthcare reform affects everyone, whether you're a small business owner, a large business owner, a family with children. Again, like I said, everybody needs to be healthy and wants to be healthy, and it does great things for our community if we're not constantly footing that bill. But the people that are going to be interested in this healthcare reform is going to be everyone. This is for everyone. We need to know what the open exchanges look like on October 1st. Unfortunately, we may not have that answer due to Branstad meeting with Kathleen Syllabus out in D.C. on September 26th. We've had 3 years to prepare for this. Are we prepared? What's this going to look like? Can we join an exchange? I already have health care insurance. Can I keep that? Or would it be a better option to go into the health care exchange? Those are the kind of questions that we're going to be able to have answered. Then I know there's a lot of people in the area, from county supervisors to EMTs, that support mental health care. And we've just had a health care redesign for mental health care, and there aren't beds available. And a lot of folks have questions about that. And Senator Hatch is the gentleman who has those answers for us. He's worked on Hawkeye, iSmile, Iowa Cares, the Medicaid expansion, the Affordable Care Act. Everything involving healthcare has Jack Hatch's name written all over it. So that's why we're also bringing him, and that's why we feel like it really affects every single person, every business owner, every family.
Thanks to Jan Evans, Phyllis Weeks, and Megan Sir for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.